Capacity management issues. Capacity management is the ability to balance demand and supply with cost-effective service. In general, transportation capacity may be adjusted by having drivers work overtime within permissible limits, filling containers to capacity, and completing scheduled maintenance on time so that equipment is ready to go with no delay. Two particular challenges to capacity management that currently face the trucking industry are truck driver shortages and skeletal trailer supply issues. Truck driver issues. Labor shortages for trucking, both total number of drivers and qualified drivers, is a perennial issue in transportation management. The American Trucking Association, ATA, estimated in 2021 that the truck driver shortage in the U.S. could be as high as 80,000 drivers. There were roughly 3.6 million drivers employed as of 2020, of which 1.5 million were truck trailer drivers, and this could reach a shortage of 160,000 drivers by 2030. Fewer applicants are qualified to drive the trucks, while the need for drivers increases each year. Reasons for fewer applicants include not meeting age requirements, drivers nearing retirement, poor driving records, difficulty obtaining a commercial driver's license. This process was streamlined in the U.S. in 2022 to address the shortage and poor working conditions around the globe. Many believe that the shortage is due to poor wages and that higher wages will attract enough drivers. This has resulted in wage escalation, especially in Hong Kong, Singapore, Australia, Japan, and Germany. In the EU, different pay rates between EU countries have caused issues for carriers whose drivers crossed EU borders. Also, wage escalation is contributing to high driver turnover rates, with the average annual TL turnover rate being over 100% for decades. Frequent job hopping forces carriers to match competitors' levels of pay and benefits. Also, for every new hire, carriers need to spend money on advertising, background checks, road tests, orientation, training, truck cleaning and maintenance, and so on. This, plus the cost of lost revenue when loads cannot be accepted, means that a new hire costs around $3,000 to $12,000 per person, or about $7 billion per year for the industry overall. Such costs are passed on. Here are some other issues. Employment demographics. For example, many women are in the workforce, but few are in the trucking industry. Truck driver age averages 49 years, while 42 years is the average age of the current job seeker. As the average age of the truck driver workforce increases, this results in a higher frequency of age-related problems like fatigue and diabetes and increases costs for regular monitoring and care. Enlisting the millennial generation. The booming construction and energy industries are drawing away many potential drivers. Good job opportunities await people who are 18, so the pool of applicants willing to switch careers at 21, when they are qualified to drive a truck, is impacted by this inertia, but the relatively higher wage potential for switching to this industry is moderating this effect to some degree. The long time away from home is a detractor to many potential drivers, especially those of the millennial generation. When working to recruit drivers, the organization may want to consider how to design their networks to make them more attractive to persons who desire a better work-life balance than they perceive this career offers. Considering drivers' needs is the most important point for trucking organizations to honor for companies to remain competitive. For example, a carrier could arrange operations in a regional manner using relay stations and drayage drivers so that a driver stays within a particular region, accepting a different load heading back toward home from a relay terminal. When these routes are dedicated, drivers also get income stability. Difficult regulatory requirements, for example, hours of service in both the EU and the US tend to increase the total number of drivers needed in the industry. Overtime has strict limitations. Equipment condition. Equipment, trucks, trailers, in poor condition can deter drivers from working for a carrier who fails to properly maintain their equipment. Owner-operator maintenance costs could be a deterrent to adopting this small business model. A strong push for driverless trucks is one response to the high cost and scarcity of labor. Driverless trucks have been piloted. Regulatory and political barriers still exist, and a number of technical issues, such as poor operation and bad weather, also have slowed adoption. Note that the Society of Automotive Engineers released the SAEJ 3016 standard that defines different levels of driving automation. Levels 0 through 3 still require a human driver, While levels 4 and 5 can drive autonomously, the trucks currently being piloted fall under level 4. Skeletal trailer supply issues. A skeletal trailer, also called a container chassis or multimodal chassis, is shown in Exhibit 6-11. Exhibit 6-11, truck with a skeletal trailer. Over time, ownership of skeletal trailers in the U.S. has transferred from ocean carriers to multimodal equipment providers and then to trucking, rail, and other shipping carriers. This has shifted responsibility for the condition and storage location, for example, rail yards, shipyards, of the skeletal trailers to trucking and other shipping companies, who need to do the following per a Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration regulation, Title 49, Section 396, register assets, establish a systematic inspection, repair, and maintenance program, document the maintenance program, provide a means to effectively respond to driver and road carrier reports about skeletal trailer mechanical defects and deficiencies. In other parts of the world, shippers have long been accustomed to obtaining skeletal trailers from trucking and third-party providers. Various business models have arisen. For example, Consolidated Chassis Management is a company that manages regional skeletal trailer pools that supply a variety of ocean and inland ports. Ports on the east and west coasts have created gray pools, which are systems for storing interchangeable skeletal trailers for shipping company use. However, issues still exist concerning skeletal trailer management, including questions about who has responsibility for owning, maintaining, repairing, inspecting, paying for, and positioning the units. Equipment shortages. Cargo delivered by ships cannot be moved from port to destination when the right equipment is unavailable for the containers, or if too few truck drivers are available to move the containers. There are problems with seasonal inventory and fresh produce if they cannot be moved in a timely fashion. International shippers could face undelivered cargo because of the equipment shortages. Inspection, maintenance, and repair. Complexity surrounds skeletal trailer inspection, maintenance, and repair at the large ports like Los Angeles, Long Beach, and New York, New Jersey. Again, a shortage of equipment causes cargo unloading and loading delays. Skeletal trailer supply. There simply are not enough usable skeletal trailers in supply, which creates delays for shippers, trucks, dock workers, and others. Compliance. Skeletal trailer owners must provide proof of due diligence of maintenance on a regular basis or face fines for noncompliance. Port access. Coastal organizations continue to battle port congestion that limits supply chain fluidity. Unionized labor, including dock workers and truck drivers, can seriously disrupt port traffic during contract negotiations. In the U.S., solving the skeletal trailer supply problem will help goods move from port to destination without delays, which will benefit shippers worldwide, because U.S. ports will no longer be a bottleneck for incoming ships. A solution some ports are using is investing in UAVs that serve the same function and do not require a driver. Weather/natural disasters. The global nature of business exposes companies to a variety of unplanned risks that include natural disasters and extreme weather. An earthquake in China, Japan, or South America could be disastrous to a U.S. firm that has already sold products from those countries and is waiting for shipment. In his text, Distribution Planning and Control, Ross states that weather and natural disasters, in other words, the environment, are difficult to predict and are possibly the most disruptive in terms of risk, since they often cause severe damage to facilities, productive assets, and logistics infrastructures. Organizations must plan for the risks inherent in weather and natural disasters. Organizations can use quantitative risk analysis tools to put a financial or statistical value on the impact of an environmental disruption.